Good afternoon, Udirile. I'm hoping you are well. Look, governance through ultimatums does not work. I would have hoped that by now the Patriotic Alliance should have learned, because the DA is the master of that. They've been trying that with the ANC since the last national elections. But every time they did that, it has strengthened the hand of the ANC, and also strengthen support for the ANC, because it's really underestimating the unpopularity of coalitions in South Africa, that a party that is a minority party in a coalition is going to make such determination. But here's something that is not, that Mackenzie is not really making very clear in his demand. He is not staking his own position as minister. He's mentioning all these other municipalities where they are coalescing with the ANC that are going to break out. Because I think if he was man, or half the man that he should be, he should also say, as the Patriotic Alliance, we are also going to pull out of a coalition with the ANC at national level, which would mean he loses his benefit as a minister. Everybody knows how he battled 2 months ago when the K-Word controversy came out. He struggled, he begged, he cried, he begged to stay in the position to show that he enjoys the perks of that position. But also another thing that I think the PA or Mackenzie is making a mistake here is the fact that Kenny was not booted out of his position there at Gauteng, at Joburg. He resigned the position. So you don't resign from a position and now later come on and say you need to reinstate me when you have not really been exonerated in a court situation whereby it's a party process whereby you are the deputy president of that party. So there's no way that PA was going to find Kenny Kunene guilty, because whoever the investigation is way junior to Kenny Kunene in position in the PA. So there is no justice that was going to prevail within the judicial or within the disciplinary systems of the PA. So, but over and above, I think the PA will learn that governing or partnering through ultimatums, it does not work. Blackmail does not work, because the local elections are coming next year. I don't think the ANC cares very much about a collapsing municipality right now, wherever they are holding on. I don't think they'll care to lose, because it gives them a whole year of campaigning as outsiders rather than campaigning as people who are inside. Because wherever they're inside, in Joburg and others, it becomes more difficult to campaign when you are the one that is being blamed for governance. But if you are booted out through a vote of no confidence, it gives you an advantage that, okay, PA, you and others go and form a government, and now you can be able to campaign freely from the outside and criticize the government of the time. So it is a credible ultimatum, because the PA is really led by people who are mavericks. They might pull out, but if it's really worth the ultimatum, let Kenny Gaten Mackenzie himself put his position on the map. So the fact that he's not putting his own position on the sword, it really tells you about the hypocrisy of the whole thing, to say you want to govern, you want other parties to do as you want, but you yourself doesn't want to be in the same position. So I think it's a brazen thing to do. I think they plan to go ahead with it, but I don't see how it's going to serve the interests of the PA.